Big Sloth.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
Laid.
Laid.
Carter?
Yeah?
Was that a hiccup?
Yes. It's hard to explain it, guys, but for this episode, I'm going to have to deal with the hiccups.
Uh-oh, we're going to have to combat the hiccups with remedies and see if we can't get those to stop at some point during the show. On this week's show, Carter and I are going to decide if we were in a band, what would the name of the band be? Tell a little bit more about this band, because Carter and I love
music.
And we would absolutely love to share some funny stories with you today. In the second half of the show, hopefully we can get rid of these hiccups, because this kid is looking frustrated. We've tried everything, we think. But we're going to have some fun, all on this week's episode of Potato.
Salad.
Marma. Kick it! And we're back. Thank you guys for checking out our wicked, funky theme music. What do you think, Carter?
I love it. And also...
Wait, hey. Carter, are your hiccups gone?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
While the theme music was running, I ran into the bathroom, drank 15 gulps of water from my mini cup, from my toothpaste and toothbrush, and then went into the kitchen, and then I breathed in a brown bag, and then I drank an actual cup of water.
Oh, and that seems to have worked, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's pretty much all the solutions. You know, the one that didn't work when I tried to scare you. You know all that did? Make our neighbors upset.
No, it literally just...
No, they sent me a text message.
Wait, really?
Yes, they sent me a message that said, stop yelling.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, it says stop yelling.
Did you even open
the... I didn't have to. It came through on my watch. I saw it, and I said, oh, they think I'm yelling again.
You're not wearing your pebble.
Yes, I am.
Oh.
So there goes that.
It literally looked like it was a part of...
My sleeve?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. No, it's part of my arm.
No, it's a part of a watch.
Yes, it is. It's a good part of the watch. You know what part of the watch it's not?
What?
The bad part of the watch. So, Carter, on this week's show, we touched a little bit last week on instruments and music. And music is important for both of us, very much so. Not only during my time having worked at a record store, worked at a record label, worked in licensing stuff for my web series when we did my show and winning awards for it. But it's also something I felt very deeply connected to. And I know that I've passed on a love of music to you. You've got a record player. You've got a nice little record collection that you're building. We like to go to our favorite record store together in Catonsville, Maryland. What's the name of the store?
Tracks on Wax.
Tracks on Wax.
Not an official sponsor, but you can go there in Baltimore. It's a really great...
It's Catonsville. But yes, even still, if you look it up, it's Catonsville. Soundgarden is
the one. It's a very great place.
It's a great little store.
I have Procol Harum, the Kinks, which Dan gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Rockabye Baby, which was one of the things I used to listen to, and I really loved it. And also, I got Maroon 5 Red, blue, bill. Red.
Red pill blues.
Red pill blues.
Yep.
And it included the song that I always loved, Girls Like You, and also Closure. I really like that one.
It's a good tune. But yeah, so we have a lot in common as far as our love of music. We don't necessarily always like the same things alone, but it's cool to have music. So I figured today we would decide something very fun, which let's talk a little bit about if I had a band, right, Carter? So if we had our own band, what would they be like? So look at me. I look at you. We'll do this. Carter, if you had a band, what kind of music would your band play?
What kind of music would my band play?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, like copies.
Copies?
Yeah, I really love a lot of music.
So you play covers?
Yeah, because and also I play a lot of my stuff.
Okay.
Because sometimes I just make up songs right off the spot, then forget them.
Right. So let's say you'd play a cover. You'd be a cover band, but you'd have some original songs that you would play. Would you play here in Maryland, or would this be when you're older and you live somewhere else?
Oh, I'll do a worldwide tour.
Oh, nice. So you're gonna have some notoriety.
Okay.
People are gonna know who you are. Now, is it just you? Are you the person alone, or do you have a band with, like, some friends?
I'm gonna have some friends to play all the other instruments in the songs.
What would you do if you had friends in a band, but they didn't play instruments? They just stood there in the back, and they just waved their hands like this while you played. You played the guitar, and you're like, even the light is night and stuff. Everything's light and stuff. I can't play the guitar, so I can't do an accompaniment, but picture a guitar right there. Even the light is light and stuff. Everything's light and stuff. So you're going to do a world tour.
Uh-huh.
All right, so first off, let's do this first. You're going to do a world tour, but in order to be a world tour, people need to know the name of your band. What is the name of your band?
My band?
Yeah, you got a band. If I had a band, what would you name it?
If I had a band, what would I name it?
Yes. Right now, if you had a band, what would you name your band?
The Balloon Boys.
Balloon Boys. Oh my gosh, it's really great.
I literally just made that right off the spot because I was thinking about one of the movies of the Magic School Bus Rides Again, and one of those, Arnold is in a balloon, a hot air balloon for his birthday
mm-hmm.
to go to a wind festival.
That's cool.
Like in Fool City.
So the Balloon Boys, they're playing a lot of covers, but some original songs, and you're touring the world. What kind of venues are you playing? You playing arenas? You playing small places?
Oh, you won't believe it. First, I'll be just making songs on Spotify. And once I have a lot of money, I'm just going to start building arenas.
You're
going
to build arenas to play in?
Yeah, because I want a whole wide stadium filled with fans.
Wow. Well, I mean, you could just go to another person's stadium. You don't have to build a stadium. Stadiums cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, but I think someone might be practicing football there. Or baseball, or
Yeah, but none of those things is full time. All of those things have an off season where you could get in there and use the arena or a stadium. I mean, the Balloon Boys, when they're coming to town, I think the Brooklyn Nets definitely could leave the Barclays Center for at least a night. They could go to Los Angeles.
Ooh!
Is that one of your songs? Is that the song? Is that the song Ooh by the Balloon Boys?
Ooh! And it's literally just... Yeah, that would be funny.
It sounds like it would be funny.
It's going to be in a... Inappropriate
Inappropriate?
So song because I'm going to need a bunch of people.
You need
I'm just going to, like, print my face on cardboard, then make my eyes literally just fabric so people can see through them.
Mm-hmm.
And literally put them on everybody there. It's so dang.
So it's like a crowd of you.
Yes.
And you're singing to a crowd of you. That's so. That's not even inappropriate. That's wacky.
Note. Well, I might be selling those, but.
Selling? Yeah. You better sell them. You got 100,000 people in the crowd in the stadium you built. 100,000 times 30 bucks, it's a lot of money. It's $3 million. You got to get back your $120 million arena investment.
And just because I love my fans, I'll make them $3.
No, that's a terrible idea. You need to get your money back for the stadium investment. All right, so...
Have such a big stadium, you understand why I have them for $3... If I keep doing $3, I'll get a lot of money.
How good do you think the Spotify money is? I mean, do you think that they make a lot of money on Spotify?
Oh, a lot. Man.
Well, I gotta tip you off, buddy. I have friends with songs on Spotify, and they do not make a lot of money on Spotify.
I'm going to make songs that make a lot of money.
So you're gonna be like Pitbull?
There's a song called Pitbull.
No, there's a singer called Pitbull, an entertainer, a rapper.
What?
Yes, Pitbull. Pitbull. I know you want me. I know I want you. You know you want me. I know I want you.
I have a friend named Ryan, and he has a Pitbull mate named Mouse.
Yep, he does.
That makes no sense.
And the dog is very nice.
So, does Pitbull have a Pitbull?
No, he doesn't.
Pitbull has a Pitbull. Pitbull has a pimple. Pitbull has a pimple.
Probably. I mean, he shaves his head every single day. He probably breaks out a little bit on the back of his scalp. Right in his donor area.
I'm fine with talking about bodily functions.
I know you are. That's because you're gross. All right, so you got to go. How many arenas do you want to have? Or are you just going to have one and you're going to bring a lot of people there for a Carter Festival?
Oh.
The Balloon Boys.
I'm just going to host it in one spot that's really hot. And this boy's going to be really hot. And that's... In that place, it's Africa.
You're going to go to Africa?
Yep.
So you literally have gone to an incredibly inconvenient place to travel to build a $200 million stadium. And you're going to fill it with fans, and then you're only going to charge them $3 for a piece of merch that you could sell for 10 times that.
Hey, come on!
I'm just saying, bud. You know, you gotta listen to me. I could be your business manager.
Free.
Let the record show that Carter's saying three, not free. He has a little bit of a little kid accent. He's saying three, not free. Don't give them away free. That's even worse than three.
Can you literally just put closed captions on the podcast?
No, not on this version. If I put it on YouTube, I could.
Okay, I wish we had CC on this podcast.
No CC, no closed captions.
I wish we could have some.
So, all right, so you guys, you're in Africa, right?
Can we not start with that?
Who's going to open for you? Who opens for you on the festival? What band? Your big show. Who's your opening acts? Yeah, acts. The X means what bands? What bands are going to open for you? They're going to play for you.
A band going to play for me?
Yeah, before you. Who plays before you for the crowd? It's not just you. You're gonna. Let's say you put on 12 bands before you. Like who plays?
Let's just say no.
No one? You're going to make people wait all day, and then just you are going to play? That's advanced level of narcissism, my son.
What? Why, like, should I give someone else some credit?
No, the show is your show. Those people are like coming. They're like, I'm so proud to be opening for this legendary band, the Balloon Boys.
Okay.
You could be like, here's an example. You could be like, Hannah Bolton. You could be like, Maren Morris.
Fine. Pink Floyd will go before.
Pink Floyd.
I know you.
Actually, I gotta be honest with you. If you've got enough money that you are building a stadium in Africa, and you're gonna get enough fans to fill this 120,000 person stadium, probably Pink Floyd probably is the target, or Radiohead, or Coldplay. I think that those,
or Motorhead.
No, not Motorhead. Rest in peace, Lemmy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Lemmy, the lead singer and bass player, passed away.
Aww.
You brought up Motorhead. So that kind of gives me a feel for the sound you might want for your band. Do Balloon Boys, what kind of sound do they have? What bands do they sound like?
For example, rock music.
Hard rock music?
And actually sad music.
Oh, so like radio.
Peaceful music.
Peaceful music. So basically, you are like Radiohead meets Motorhead. So you're Motor Radiohead.
Motorhead meets Radiohead?
Yep, because you can be sad and... Why so green, lonely. And then you're also like, the Ace of Spades. Okay, these songs will not translate without the music behind them, but you get the picture.
You're funny, Dad.
Thanks. I try really hard. I do. I try to amuse you as much as I possibly can. All right, so you're in Africa. You got Pink Floyd, Coldplay, Radiohead, the remaining members of Motorhead playing. Maybe they could have like Dave Grohl play lead vocals for Lemmy in his stead.
I don't think we should talk about Lemmy. I think we'll just say Motorhead VIP. R.I.P.
No. Motorhead's fine. They could reunite for this show. It could be the reuniting of Motorhead. He may be passed away, but some other famous vocalist like Dave Grohl, who would be perfect, could step in to do the vocals for it.
Okay.
Like Queen Freddie Mercury's passed away, but Adam Lambert does all the vocals for them, and that's really great. See? All right, so tell me the name of your hit song. On the count of three, I want you just to give me the name of a hit song. I'm going to give you a long three. So, on three. Here we go. One. Two. Three.
Memories.
That's a good one. I like Memories. Memories is good. You're going to be headlining your stadium in Africa with your $3, $30 face mask thing that people could wear of you. Like this.
That would be so funny.
It will be funny.
I was pretty to face of me.
So Memories. When you think of this song Memories, do you know any of the words to this song? It's a song in your head?
It's a song that I know about.
It's a song you know. That's good. It's beautiful, right? It's a beautiful song. It's one that when you sing it in a room, ladies swoon, don't they?
I'll sing it, but I'm going to regret this. Memories, they were so beautiful until the world ended forever, did the world end. But at least people got to say goodbye. We had so much good times together, and so many
Wow, you're crushing it, dude.
Then came the end, but we didn't want it. But then it came. But then it came. Who knows if we'll find another peaceful thing in our memories that we know of. If the world ever ends, in our memories that are passed away, passed away. Who knows what'll happen if we find a new home? Then we'll be safe again at last. Children, people, they had some good times with the earth, but then they all had to say goodbye. If it ever ends again, we cannot say goodbye again. It's never got to happen again. It's never gonna happen. It's never gonna happen. We tested this planet, and then we assured it safe. We are fine now. This story ends. We are happy that we are alive. But then came COVID, and then the flu, and then the cold, and a lot of others. But who knows, will we have Earth again?
Wow. Carter. Why don't you come here, bud? Why don't you get over here and give your old man a hug? That was really nice. I'm really proud of you. And that's good. Big hug.
Aw, thanks.
Oh, so here's the deal. That's going to take us here to commercial on potato.
Salad.
Marma.
Laid.
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 In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm going to watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out that advertising break right there. It's important that we're able to keep the lights on here at Potato Salad Marmalade, and Carter and I are really appreciative of you guys hanging out and listening to every commercial and every supporter every single week, aren't we, Carter?
If we didn't have an advertising break, we wouldn't even have any light.
So once again, big thank you to our friends at Marmaloo. Marmaloo, when you need to put some goo on your shoe,
you put some Marmaloo in it before you put the goo.
Maybe.
Or a shoe. Putting a shoe inside a shoe, that's confusing.
It is. That seems like a really, really, really weird thing to do.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Second half of the show, real quick section, because Carter and I ran a little bit long in the first part. I want to ask you a question, Carter, and I want you to answer it for me as best of your ability. This is a lot about you this week. What color do you think best represents your personality, and why?
My personality, pretty much. What's red plus blue?
Purple.
Purple?
It could be the main color for the Balloon Boys.
Okay, blue. The Balloon Boys has a new color.
And it's what color?
Purple!
Purple. The Balloon Boys are going to enjoy that purple, huh?
And pretty much I'm going to literally just design a shoe. I'm literally just going to take a Nike shoe, unsew their logo, and literally just and put and sew on his. I'll sew on a sign that says the Balloon Boys in the word "the" in the word balloon, the B in balloon will have purple on it, and then the rest will be literally like a rainbow.
So why does that fit your personality or the personality of the Balloon Boys best? What is it about purple?
It's about purple.
What is it about purple is what I said. I said it too fast. What is it about purple?
It's just... I really like to someday hydro dip some shoes for myself. Hydro dip some white Nikes. So they look pretty good. If you don't know what hydro dipping is, it's literally putting something in colored water and then taking it out, and it has a new makeover.
That's nice. The hydro dipping is cool. Would you rather be able to jump like a kangaroo or swim like a shark?
If I swam like a shark...
You have to put your face in the water.
No, if I swim like a shark, as they say, sharks have to keep swimming or keep moving or else they'll stop breathing.
Will they? Is that a thing they say?
Yeah.
Oh, who says that?
I don't know. The web?
WebMD?
No.
I'm a shark and I'm feeling like I'm not living anymore. I've stopped swimming recently. Keep swimming or you will die. WebMD says shark fin is good for your skin and your cartilage and your knees.
And your farts.
So what about jumping like a kangaroo?
Pretty much I'm fine with that because... Wait. Kangaroos don't walk, they literally just hop.
So I said, would you rather jump like a kangaroo or swim like a shark? You said you don't want to swim like a shark because it has to swim all the time or it will die. So your other option is to hop like a kangaroo. And I'm like, okay, well, how do you feel about that? Now you got to be a kangaroo forever.
Okay. I'll just have to make up a decision. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by so eeny. If it...
Hollers.
Let it go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Kangaroo.
I'm going to have to go with kangaroo.
Kangaroo it is. All right, that sounds good. All right, one last thing. Who's your favorite musician of all time?
Musician?
Yeah, or band.
I think I'd say Bruno Mars.
Wow, nice. Bruno Mars.
I really like his song, Uptown Funk.
Yep. Nice.
I really like that song.
Cool.
Pretty good.
Well, let's hop out of here and do a Patreon break for our friends. Guys, want to say, as always, thank you so much for your support. You keep us going. But let's check it out here on Potato.
Salad.
Mar.
Ma.
La.
Laid.
A.
Dead.
Duh.
Laid.
E.
Do.
No, that's not even in there. Marmalade-y. What is that? What did we just do? Potato salad marmalade. Hey everyone, it's Sean here from Potato Salad Marmalade. Wanted to reach out and talk to you a little bit about something Carter and I are super stoked to be doing, and that's Patreon. We actually have a Patreon page now after the request of several of our friends. And guess what? We're putting in some of the coolest, freshest, and neatest content that you'll ever see. Get behind the scenes content, exclusive PSM swag, be able to make fan requests, pledge general support, and even get Potato Patron shout out. Head over to patreon.com/potato salad marmalade for more information. For as little as $5 a month, you can hook us up, help us buff out this studio with some sweet neon lights, and help Carter get his Ferrari. Again, that's patreon.com/potato salad marmalade. Hope to see you there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
What did we learn this week, Dad?
Well, earlier I learned that minty drinks are good for your breath and good for your tummy.
I learned that if a kangaroo was also part shark, it would have to keep hopping or keep swimming.
I recently learned that the Ultimate Warrior was ready for the match at WrestleMania 6 against Hulk Hogan to be over after about 5 minutes. He was so tired.
That is a true thing that was last night.
Yeah, it's true.
You can check that out, guys.
What did you learn?
I learned that farts are inappropriate.
As always, I learned that we don't say goodnight. We say ba 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 burrito.
Jalapeno.